Right, you ain't working.
I was working for Kovacevic. You know what Kovacevic shipyard is?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, they don't build nothing but steel now. I worked there, I guess, 25 years, I think. That's some work.
Wait, it's not.
Now.
Buckle up.
Take as long as you want.
Well, the only thing I can tell you, it was a free country them days. You do as you wanted to do without a legitimate, you know, anything right. Of course, if we done anything wrong, you got punished for it. And we had men them times, there was only three of them, but the police officers. Old man Munrandor, Alec Ewan, and Sergeant George. That's all the police we had you at that time. Of course, it ain't like now. But you take.
Like all the police have worked together, see.
If you had six men right now in that police station right there, six or seven men, they could take care of the whole town. Them kind of men. That's true. These fellas, they got none of them. Well. There was always something to do here. They'd start steaming oysters at them steam factories. In September.
Yeah, that
all
the way for the
port. And then they closed down the first day of May, steam oysters.
Mm-hmm.
And shrimp, you wouldn't better not be caught out there till the 1st of August. Well, they allowed you up till the weather turned cold in November. Of course, in November, begins to get cold, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're ready to quit anyhow because you had to get overboard.
That's what they used to do.
Had to get overboard.
Yes, yeah. Pull that net in.
That was the old way by hand. They had all those gas boats and all that.
And no.
At the last year, she had his.
They had.
He had his own boats.
For shrimping, you could go shrimping in the spring. What they call spring shrimping for about a month and a half. As soon as the weather started getting warm, you know.
The weather's all upside down nowadays.
Yeah.
February, March, about a month and a half to give them a chance to go. Well, there's shrimp all, you can catch them anywhere.
Of course, now they had to get ready for all that.
When all them big factories was here, there wasn't people here to take care of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we imported labor in Baltimore. Imported labor.
Yeah.
They'd go.
Very nice people.
They had quarters for them to live in. Had them built whole lines of them.